This is Ozarks at Large for Monday, May 23rd, 2011. I'm Kyle Kellums. The city of Joplin, Missouri continues to try to begin the process of recovery today after a vicious tornado struck the city of about 50,000 people in southwest Missouri last night. That three-quarter-mile-wide tornado, reportedly on the ground for nearly 6 miles last night, ravaged St. John's Regional Medical Center. Cora Scott is spokeswoman for St. John's Sisters of Mercy Health System in Springfield. She says hospital staff had 10 minutes warning before the tornado hit to take 183 patients to interior hallways within the hospital. Most of the windows at the hospital blew out and the roof was ripped off. All were immediately evacuated after the storm.
Patients have been taken to another major hospital in Joplin and also to the Mercy Hospital in Springfield, which is a level one trauma center, and then numerous facilities throughout the Midwest, some in Arkansas, at least some in Miami, Oklahoma. So it's been a pretty wide geographic area to get these patients to, all triaged based on the acuity that they're needed.
Cora Scott says death and injury statistics on the hospital's patients have yet to be determined due to the chaotic situation. Intense storms continue to batter the region. There has been rain and hail in Joplin this morning. The Community Blood Center of the Ozarks, or CBCO, says type O negative blood is in serious need in the aftermath of the tornado. A code red alert has been issued. That means that there is less than 1 day's supply of blood available for patients at area hospitals supplied by the Community Blood Center of the Ozarks. Type O negative blood donors are urgently needed to give immediately for ongoing relief efforts and to replenish reserves. CBCO's two Northwest Arkansas donor centers are open today. In Springdale, there is a center at 3503 South Thompson. It will be open until 6. And in Bentonville, 1400 Southeast Walton Boulevard, that will be open until 6. For more information, cbco.org. The Red Cross has established a disaster relief fund that people can contribute to at any First Security Bank. Earlier this morning, I talked with Jeff Patrick. He is the Director of Community Impact for the local Red Cross.
Go to that bank, tell them it's for the Red Cross Disaster Relief Fund, and they'll know what account to put it in.
And then how does that money then go to help the relief?
That money goes to help with sheltering, so providing food, a place to stay, financial assistance, and then also cleanup kits for cleaning up after the disaster.
Any idea, is cash, is money the most important thing right now?
For the American Red Cross, it is. It allows us to provide what we know that the clients need and that we can do that very quick and use our bulk purchasing power to be able to do that very financially responsible.
What sort of coordination do you have after some horrible event or tragedy like one that happened in Joplin last night?
We coordinate with local county officials, Office of Emergency Management, and then our shelter partners. We have shelter partners on hand and food partners. So Southern Baptist Disaster Relief Team will come in with mobile feeding kitchens. We'll work with shelter partners, typically churches and schools, to provide large space for us to open shelters. And then we'll do fixed and mobile feeding routes.
Have you personally talked to anyone from Joplin or the area?
We have. We've been in contact with the Joplin office out of Springfield, and we're on standby. If they need our assistance, we are ready to go.
If someone is wanting to make a contribution online, say they are at their office or at school or something today, can they do that?
They can go to redcross.org and donate, or they can text Red Cross to 90999. It'll make a $10 contribution and put it on your cell phone bill.
Anything else we should know?
A lot of people have been wanting to get involved. We've had about 40 volunteer inquiries. If they want to volunteer, they can go to redcrossnwa.org/volunteer for more information on becoming a Red Cross volunteer.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Jeff Patrick is the Director of Community Impact for the local Red Cross. I talked with him earlier this morning.